Hello.
Hello. Good evening, sir. My name is Miguel, and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Alley Craft Workers. How are you doing today, sir?
Good.
Great to hear that, sir. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. Do you have a few minutes to help us out?
I guess.
Thank you, sir. And how many years have you worked in the masonry industry, sir?
40.
40. Okay. And what was your primary branch of that trade, sir?
Brick mason.
Brick, okay. And on the last job that you work on, were you a improver, finisher, or helper? A pretense, journey-level mechanic, foreman?
Journeyman mechanic.
Okay. And yes or no, sir, are you currently working at the trade?
No.
Okay.
I am retired.
Oh, you already retired. Okay.
Yes.
And how about how many weeks have you been an employee? Because you say you already retired, right? So.
I've been retired for 10 years.
Okay. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year, sir?
No.
Okay. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership? Okay,
no.
And thinking about what you've seen in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
I live in a very depressed area, but I'd have to say about the same.
About the same. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as they were last year?
Probably about the same.
The same one, too. Okay. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
No.
Okay, and yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Yes.
And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
I think less.
Less, okay. And now looking at your family economy situation, do you believe that in the next 2 or 3 years it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
About the same.
Okay. Hey, switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job side, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Were you, at the time that you were working, were you concern about unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat or cold, falling objects, COVID-19, dust, air quality, no real safe concerns?
Definitely the air quality.
Oh, that's the one they, okay. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months? Yes, in person?
I have not.
Oh, no. Okay. And for the each following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months, sir. Picketing? Have you?
No.
Okay. And how about political canvassing?
No.
And last one, how about union organizing, excuse me?
No.
No, okay, perfect. And how about in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you work on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
They usually visit them regularly.
Okay, okay. And changing the subject to the world beyond the Union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. And the first one that I have for you is, yes, sir, please rank those sources from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source you are the most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source you are the least likely to get your news from, sir. And the first one that I have for you is called Friends and Neighbors. How will you rate that one, sir?
I never even heard of it, so 5.
A 5, okay. Okay, and how about local TV news program?
1.
1, okay. And how about radio?
A 3,
okay. And how about cable news?
1.
1, okay. And how about print or online newspaper?
3.
A 3, okay. And how about the last one, the internet or social media?
5.
5, okay, okay. Let me see. Okay, 5. Okay, and the next one is, which cable network is your preferred news source? Is it MSNBC, CNN, Fox News, or another news channel, sir?
MSNBC.
Okay, okay. And which of the following issues matter most to you right now? The environment support for labor unions, jobs in the economy, education, foreign policy, healthcare, immigration, or something else, sir?
Could you run that one by me again? My wife was talking here.
Oh, yes, yes, no problem, sir. Which of the following issues matter most to you right now? The environment, support for labor unions, jobs in the economy, education, foreign policy, healthcare, immigration, or something else?
Jobs and the economy.
Okay, perfect. And as you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to the federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, hear, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
Have I lately, or do I know what it is? Or, oh, I'm sorry, you weren't finished?
Oh, no, no, no. Go ahead, sir. Have you, yes, have you heard or read
anything? I do know what it is.
Okay, so
I do know what it is. Go ahead.
Okay. Yes, sir. Have you heard a lot about it, or have you heard some about it?
Some about it.
Okay, and this is lately. Okay.
Yes, yes.
Okay, perfect, sir. And as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that the federal elected officials support it?
Very important.
Very important. Okay, perfect. And how about, generally speaking, sir, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly support the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Democrats.
Democrats. Okay. And as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute? GM?
The workers.
Oh, the workers. Okay. United Auto Workers.
United Auto Workers.
Okay, perfect, sir. And please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following, sir. And you can disapprove, approve, or disapprove, or strongly disapprove. And
okay.
Yes, sir. And how about his job as president overall? Do you strongly approve?
Strongly approve.
Okay, perfect. And how about immigration?
Somewhat approve.
Okay.
Or whatever would be a middle of the road answer there.
Okay, and how about the economy?
Strongly approve.
And how about healthcare?
Strongly approve.
And support for labor unions?
Strongly approve.
And perfect. And last one, sir, how about foreign affairs?
Strongly approve.
Okay, okay. We're almost done over here, sir. We are at 70%. Thank you for your time. And the next one is, and do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is handling its job? Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
It's strongly disapprove, right?
Of Congress.
Right, right.
Correct?
Okay.
Yes,
sir. Correct. And the next one is, are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election of president and other officials in the November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote, or the chances are 50-50?
Almost certain. Absolutely certain.
Perfect, sir. And if the election for president were held today, and the candidates were Republicans?
Joe Biden.
Okay. Joe Biden. Okay. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement? Yes. Okay. Perfect. And turning back to BAC. How would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Poor, just, fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
Good. Perfect, sir. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? You said good, right? Okay.
Good.
Okay. And how could the union best improve its representation on services, sir?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that one again? You're like break up sometimes. So.
Oh, apologize. And okay, how could the union best improve its representation and service?
How could they best improve? What was that?
Yes, sir. How could the union best improve its representation and service? What's your own words, sir?
I'm not quite sure what that question, how to answer that. I mean, how could they best improve what my, getting the question.
Okay, let me, it's okay, sir. Sometimes, the microphone. How could the union best improve its representation and service?
How could it best improve its representation and service?
Yes, sir.
Ooh, I don't know. Just going by what the men want and listening to the members.
listening to the members. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. That sounds reasonable. And what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on, according to your own words, sir?
Just keeping the men working and listening to their needs and keeping the union strong.
Okay, and keeping the union strong. That was okay. Okay, let me go ahead and write that. Keeping. Perfect. And the next one that I have for you, sir, and what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Is it through text, mail, union meetings, email, or job sites?
I get mailings.
Okay.
Mail.
Okay, and how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Never once a year, a couple of times a year, or four or
a couple
more times
a year. Well,
okay.
Four or more, at least, yes.
At least four or more.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and now I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
Democrat.
Democrat, okay. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Strong.
Perfect, perfect. We're almost done here, sir. And just to make sure we are representing, yes, we are representative sample. What is your race, sir? Are you white, black, African?
White.
Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes, but my superiors, can I have your first name, sir?
Thomas.
Thomas, Mr. Thomas. Okay. Mr. Thomas. Yes, sir. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your help and time, sir. You have a good rest of the day. Your opinion is very important, sir.
Okay. Just finished right before the football game started.
Right on time, right?
Yes. Okay.
Have a good rest of the day.
Have a good day.
Thank you,
sir.
Appreciate it.
Bye.
Goodbye.